like a kind of, I guess, a lot of trial and error, you know, making a lot of mistakes. But, you know, throughout the season, you definitely improve. You learn more, you know, about yourself and your team, and you start to fix things. So, I mean, you kind of become a different team in a sense, mental aspect. But, I mean, so I'm expecting, you know, a different team than we played in week one. And I'm going to watch some film and study up.
When you have guys like Kamara and Ingram that are – super strong runners, what is the defensive challenge? Obviously, you haven't gone against Kamara yet.
Yeah, you know, screen game, run game, they're both exceptional. You know, they had a lot of yards apiece, but it's about minimizing that. And I mean, they got a great quarterback, so I mean, we got a challenge ahead of us, and got to study.
What was the key to getting off on third down, or in the red zone, especially against these guys in week one?
I don't even remember week one, honestly.
Okay.
So.
When you look at what you've been able to accomplish this year, you know, you always seem to be in the right spot, making the plays. You lead the team in tackles almost week in and week out. What has been the key for you to your success?
I mean, just getting better every week, you know, not making the same mistakes, I guess. Just running to the football and doing what I do best.
When the guy's up front, is that the key, though, to keep you clean?
Absolutely.
So you can move to where you got to be?
Everybody has a job, you know, and those guys definitely work hard, you know, especially to keep me free. And when they don't keep me free, you know, they're going to make the play. And that's what the mindset we both have, and it is what it is.
When you approach a would-be runner, those guys are done. The play's over. How are you so good at wrapping up? I mean, is there a target you look at when you go after somebody, or how do you get that done?
I don't know, you know. Definitely a little practice, and you practice putting yourself in that position, you know, mentally put yourself in that position, you know, for the game. But a lot of it, I feel like it's just natural, this is what I do, you know. That's why I'm in this position, you know, hard work and natural ability.
Is it more mental on that aspect? Because there's not a lot of contact in practice during the year, things like that, to really, I guess.
But, I feel like it's just more, you know, you put your feet in the right place, you know, and you've had that contact, you know, that physical part of it. That's like the, you know, the least, you know, amount of work you have to do is the physical part of it. And it's just about putting yourself in the right position, knowing when they're going to be, and just guessing right sometimes.
Are there extra challenges with Kamara coming out of the backfield like he has?
Absolutely. You know, when you come out of the backfield, you know, you also get handoffs like that. You know, you also got a quarterback can throw downfield, keeps his eyes downfield, and stays in the pocket. You know, it's a challenge. And that's why they're in the position they're in. That's, you know, that's up to us to stop them.
How do you keep this game from getting too big in your mind and too excited to play because of what lies ahead of you guys?
I don't know. You know, I always get excited for every game. I'm going to get juice for this one like I always do. This is how I am personally. But, you know, you just treat it like every other game, I feel like. It's a lot of high stakes, but at the same time, you got to trust your preparation, trust what got you in the situation you're in, and fall back on that sometimes.
Not even close to being here, but is there any sense of the history between these two teams? Just, they played in 09 in the NFC Championship game or anything like that?
I have no idea. You know, I'm play to win, straight up.